starting a fire in this hurting world today. I mean, so much is going on. I cannot believe it. Honestly, I just can't even keep up these days. We are actually hiring more staff writers here at AVA Live Radio because there's been so much in the news, so many things to report this year on Jax Daily. It's literally overwhelming, but loving the traffic from you guys, and certainly worth the effort, that's for sure. As you know, I just did a story on Spotify's SEO CEO and how he pledged to spend $1.2 billion of his personal fortune on European startups instead of supporting indie artists. Oh gosh, I am so disappointed. Anyway, judge temporarily blocks Trump's ban on TikTok. If you were worried about TikTok, and a lot of my influencers that I work with are very worried about TikTok. So if you were stressed out and worried about TikTok, then certainly there is hope because what they did is this: the app will still be available to download in app stores in the US as well as other areas of the world, but the ruling did not address other restrictions set to take effect November. So definitely watch out for that. A lot of influencers are switching from TikTok or additionally posting to Instagram Reels. And that's why you're seeing Instagram Reels really take off for sure. Another one that they have been also building, and this just goes to show you, you should never put all your eggs in one basket, is they're using Triller. So TikTok, Triller, and Instagram Reels are certainly three spaces that if you are doing short form video, you certainly want to invest time and just, you know, take your videos and put them on multiple places, which is very, very easy to do. And that way you don't get hung up in this TikTok ban. That certainly is something that I reported on just recently, as some of the top influencers on TikTok have already started to produce content outside of the platform. They did jump on that very, very early as soon as they heard the news that there is possibly going to be a ban on the use of TikTok. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. granted TikTok a preliminary injunction against the ban, which was set to take effect this past Sunday at midnight and would have forced TikTok to be removed from the app stores. The ruling did not address the other restrictions in the executive order that will take effect on November 12th. So we'll see what happens November 12th. I'm really interested to see how this plays out, and will make the app harder to use for those already on it. Now, this certainly is going to play and affect the income levels of a lot of people that I have written about that are making millions of dollars through TikTok. Now, that app is very, very young. It is not an old app at all. And the thing is that they have already built massive influences on TikTok and been able to leverage it for full-time income. I mean, not only full-time income, but there are families out there that are making millions of dollars just through TikTok marketing. And I've written multiple stories about it, especially in regards to how music is launched using TikTok. There was a story that I just released, in fact, about the future of music in 2021 that just came out on the Daily Jax. You should check it out because it's brand new. It's the current story, and it talks a lot about the future of our music industry as we move through the first year of a new decade and all that has changed and how that will affect us in 2021. It also mentions, which is crazy, right? It mentions how many blog posts are actually being posted today. Right after this, I am actually going to show you guys up on our live stream how many blog posts are being posted today. It's crazy how many. And I'll give you also the figures for tweets, Google searches. I mean, it is mind-boggling. Blog posts, it's mind-boggling how much is out there. But if you think in terms of 4 billion people are on the internet, and then in the next few years, 8 billion people will be on the internet, then you kind of get a little bit of a mind jolt thinking of how much content is actually required to serve that many people all day long for all those different needs. So in any case, getting back to TikTok, yes, a lot of these TikTok influencers are jumping the platform, but so far, they're able to block the block this whole ruling. And the lawyers for TikTok argued that taking the app away was essentially a violation of the rights of users to share their views, both weeks before an election and during pandemic, that's limited real life interactions. So John Hall, one of the app's attorneys, said a ban would be no different from the government locking the door to a public forum. And he is right about that. Whether or not TikTok is stealing information, I mean, look, we've had this problem with every app. It doesn't mean that you need to use it. It doesn't mean you have to use it. You elect to use it. And if you, as long as these things are owned by other people, remember, you're utilizing someone else's website. So if they steal information from you, yeah, it's illegal. Yeah, they shouldn't be doing it. But I have to say, buyer beware, right? You're opting to go on somebody else's website, create a profile, and don't you think they're going to house that information and use it to their own best interest to make money? Because at the end of the day, they're not doing this for free, but you are gaining as a result of it. So keep the balance. Remember, you have to be careful.